It's 88.5 KCSN. I'm Sky Daniels, and I'm pleased to be joined today by George Ezra. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Great. I just today, as you know, you saw me open the package. Yeah. I received a copy of Wanted on Voyage.
I know. I saw that. And I haven't seen many versions of this in the kind of card package, so it's exciting for me too.
Why don't you take a look at it for a moment so you can see how it feels?
Well, look at that.
I believe that's an environmentally correct copy
packaging.
Of the record.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know much about the cover?
Tell me about the cover.
It's all my family and friends. The majority of the people on the cover are family and friends.
Oh, you figured you would still have them on the cover while you were breaking out, and once you became a superstar, that'd be the last picture they ever had of you with them. Yeah. Is that pretty much the idea?
No, it was more, when I signed my record deal, actually, I remember saying, I don't want the album cover just to be my face, because it's a thing, isn't it? Male singer-songwriters, you release an album, and it's your face
brooding,
on the cover.
Brooding cover.
Exactly, looking off into the distance somewhere. And they said, well, George, your face kind of has to be on it somewhere. And I said, okay, my face can be on it. Can I get 50 other people in the picture too? So that's exactly what we did.
Well, that's wonderful, because it does allow, that moment that'll be preserved for all time for you and your family and friends.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, the album, Wanted on Voyage, I guess Voyage does play into some of the songs I've heard from the album, in which there does seem to be a sense of travel.
Yeah,
most somewhat literal and somewhat more in an emotional sense.
Well, so pretty much I was living in Bristol and traveling between Bristol and London 3 or 4 times a week, and that gets boring. I like train journeys, but that, if you're doing the same journey, it gets boring. So there's a thing you can do around Europe called Interrail, and you buy this ticket. It's about £250, and you can go anywhere in Europe over a month. This train ticket, you can just jump on. As long as they've got a train station, you can go there. And so that's exactly what I did. I went for a month by myself, and I took a guitar, but I barely played it, and I was just writing down everything I saw, the people I met. Do you know what? A lot of it seemed mundane at the time. I was like, why are you even writing this? But it's good. You come home, and little things remind you of other things, and... Yeah, so about 70% of the record was written from those stories.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focused on you. Ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe for fear. Ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you. Ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. And give me one good reason why I should never make a change. And baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run on to you. Ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you. Ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. And baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. And give me one good reason why I should never make a change. And baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My friends and family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, ooh, I'd lose it all. And give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. should never make a change. And baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you. I'd leave it all over you. Ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all.
You have a healthy, I think I would put it, a healthy concern for what sometimes almost becomes a stereotypical singer-songwriter.
Yeah, massively. I think it's kind of... Unfortunately, I think if you go up to somebody and say, "Hi, I'm George, I'm a singer-songwriter," instantly in their head, bang, they've got a, they already know what you are, they think, you know. And it winds me up quite a bit because it's kind of, you know, we get pitches through. So for music videos, for instance, I have a vague idea of what I want it to be, and then we pitch it to people and we get about 10 companies come back with their idea. The amount of times it's like me on the back of a combine harvester looking wishfully into the future, you know, and it's just like, come on, it's been done. Like, it's just it's a formula, isn't it?
It's this period in time.
And it doesn't
niche.
Really exist anymore. I think it's all a lot, it's very throwback to how it was, you know, when it's, and it's, you know, it's unnecessary.
How it was, though, I think your parents... your mother was a big Motown fan, and your father, yes, was a fan, as I understand it, of a lot of the early singer-songwriters. Yeah. So, like everyone, you had a mother and father who liked music, and I guess they started to share it with you and inform your taste.
The best thing was it wasn't even... They weren't consciously trying to share me, you know, they weren't sitting me down and force feeding me music.
Like I did to my kids.
There you go, yeah.
This is the hook, son.
And they were lawyers now. And but it was just on, you know, in the kitchen, in the lounge. If my mum was in the kitchen, she'd have a record on. My sister, she had her bands on upstairs. And you're walking around the house and you're picking up all these things. And in hindsight, I realized that it was going in somewhere, which was great.
Well, you then... apparently adopted a personal interest in blues music. And how did that, was that just something where maybe you were saying, okay, well, I've heard this, I've heard that, but what about, how'd that work?
Well, so me saying that I'm always trying to steer clear of being the stereotypical singer-songwriter, unfortunately for me, my favorite artist is Bob Dylan, which does you no favors when you're trying to get away from that.
Yeah, he kind of does fall
but
in
that
the
was
category.
When I was 13 or 14, that was the first music I remember listening to that, when music became more than just what was on in the house as I walked around and more than just what was on, you know, in the background. And so I got, you know, well into this, and me and my friends were listening to Arctic Monkeys, Kings of Leon, Vampire Weekend, and they had absolutely no interest in Bob Dylan, which was fine. I had headphones, which was good. And but I got curious. I got, you know, well, this guy's singing these songs, but he didn't invent it. You know, it's got to have come from somewhere. And it did. And I, you know,
so you find Woody Guthrie, and you find some pure blues,
and it's just, you know, I fell in love with it. I loved it.
Pardon was blessed by the gods of me. We hear you whisper to find ourselves in truth. What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? We got the door, like reasons, excuses that we made. We found ourselves some treasure and threw it all away. What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's bleeding down, blame it on me. When I lose control and the veil's overused, blame it on me. What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? tide of blossom caught in the carnival. Your confidence forgotten, I see the gypsies rule. Ooh. What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's bleeding down, blame it on me. When I lose control and the veil's over you, blame it on me. What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's beating down, blame it on me. When I lose control and the veil's over you, blame it on me. When I dance alone, I know I'll go. Blame it on me. Oh. When I lose control, I know I'll go. Blame it on me. Oh. What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting?
Well, we think, based on the enthusiasm and the excitement around your music, first, of course, in Europe, and now coming here to the United States, I anticipate that we're going to see you again, and we'll have many more years of sharing stories with
awesome,
you.
Man.
You're here now. You're coming on a promotion tour,
yeah.
And you're pretty much planning, I guess, January maybe coming back to the States for some real proper touring.
Yeah, so early October next month we start the UK Europe tour, and that will pretty much take us through to December. Yeah, I mean the album's not even out here yet, so I've got a world to look forward to. And I want to get lost in America. I can't drive myself, but I want to make friends with someone that can, and I want them to get me lost somewhere.
Oh, it's easy to
do. Yeah, exactly. I want to see where I end up.
Well, I can promise, I can make few promises about yeah. how your life and career will go, but I can assure you that if you and a friend get in a car in America,
you can get lost.
Yeah,
good.
Well, you found your way here today,
yep.
and for that, we're grateful.
Yeah.
We've had George Ezra with us here live on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you very much for having me.
You got it.